Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Not Guilty Isha Baby Blues Collection is a contemporary comic strip collection by Rick Kirkman and Jerry Scott, presented in the long-running Baby Blues series, published as a Kindle edition, and also listed in library and retail catalogs. It gathers strips from 2022 and continues the series' focus on the daily realities of the McPherson family. Like other Baby Blues collections, its purpose is not a single continuous narrative, but a curated set of short-form comic episodes built around parenting, domestic routine, and the small crises that shape family life. The book belongs to the family and humor category, but its appeal comes from how it uses recurring situations to examine the pressures of raising children, managing household chaos, and preserving a sense of perspective. It is best understood as a snapshot of modern parenthood rendered through observational comedy rather than a plot-driven book, which makes its humor cumulative and its relevance tied to everyday experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a curated snapshot of 2022 Baby Blues strips rather than a continuous story. This collection works as an anthology of individual comic strips, not as a novel or a single sequential narrative. That format is central to how Baby Blues has always functioned. Each strip captures a brief moment, then leaves the larger family situation intact for the next joke or observation. In Not Guilty-ish, the value of the book lies in selection and arrangement, because the reader gets a concentrated sample of the strip's 2022 output. This makes the book especially useful for readers who already understand the series and want a representative collection of recent material. It also means the humor depends less on plot resolution and more on familiarity with recurring domestic patterns. The book's structure rewards incremental reading, since each page stands on its own but also contributes to a larger portrait of family life under pressure. That short-form design is one reason the series has lasted so long. It can address changing parenthood concerns while keeping the format simple, accessible, and highly readable. Secondly, parenting is the core subject, especially the tension between ideals and reality. The collection is built around the comic mismatch between what parents expect and what family life actually delivers. Baby Blues has always used the McPherson family to show that parenting is less a steady system than a sequence of improvisations, compromises, and minor failures that become funny because they are so recognizable. Not Guilty-ish continues that approach by drawing humor from routines, disruptions, and the emotional strain of trying to manage children well. The title itself suggests a comic attitude toward guilt and parental self-justification, which fits the series' tendency to expose how easily parents doubt themselves while still trying to stay functional. The book does not need dramatic events to be effective, because its subject matter is the constant pressure of ordinary caregiving. That focus gives the collection a practical kind of realism. It turns common frustrations into readable comedy, without pretending that those frustrations are trivial. For readers, the appeal is in seeing everyday parenting failures treated as shared experience rather than private embarrassment. Thirdly, the McPherson household as a comedy of family roles and recurring friction. A major source of the book's humor comes from the structure of the McPherson family itself. Baby Blues is organized around a household in which each member has a recognizable place, and the comedy emerges from how those roles interact under ordinary stress. Daryl and Wanda function as the central parental pair, while the children create the unpredictable energy that keeps domestic life from becoming routine. In a collection like Not Guilty-ish, the repeated return to the same family structure matters, because it allows small differences in behavior to carry weight. The humor is not based on discovering entirely new personalities, but on watching familiar ones respond to another problem, another misunderstanding, or another parental compromise. This gives the strip a layered quality. Each joke is immediate, but over time the reader sees patterns in how the family copes. That consistency is part of the series' durability, since it turns the household into a stable comic framework where the variations come from experience rather than invention. Fourthly, observational humor rooted in the ordinary pressures of domestic life. The collection relies on observational comedy rather than exaggeration for its own sake. Its subject matter is the mundane but often exhausting texture of family life interruptions, routines, emotional overload, and the constant need to adjust expectations. This style makes the book distinct from adventure-based comics or gag collections built around absurd premises, because Baby Blues finds comedy in what parents already recognize. The effectiveness of the strips depends on precision, not spectacle. A small misunderstanding or a familiar household problem can be enough to generate the joke if it is framed through timing and recognition. That approach also gives the book broad appeal within its niche, because readers do not need specialized knowledge to understand the humor, only experience with families, schedules, and conflict management. The collection therefore functions as both entertainment and social observation. It reflects the idea that domestic life is full of repeated pressures that become comic when viewed from the outside, especially when the family is willing, however reluctantly, to laugh at itself. Lastly, continuation of a long-running comic tradition with modern parenting relevance, Not Guilty-ish belongs to a series that has endured four decades. And part of its significance is how it keeps the same core premise relevant in a newer context. Baby Blues began as a comic strip about young parenthood and has remained effective by updating the details of family life without changing its fundamental structure. This collection shows that the series still depends on the same strengths, concise dialogue, recognizable domestic conflict, and a clear view of how parenting reshapes adult identity. Its place in the larger Baby Blues catalog also matters, because readers familiar with earlier volumes can see how the series continues to refine a stable formula rather than reinvent itself. That continuity is a strength in the comic strip format, where consistency often matters more than novelty. For newer readers, the book offers an accessible entry point because the strips stand on their own. For longtime fans, it provides another record of how the series translates contemporary family stress into short-form humor. The result is a collection that feels both familiar and current. In conclusion, Not Guilty-ish A Baby Blues collection will appeal most to readers who enjoy family-centered comics, parenting humor, and short-form observational writing. It is especially well-suited to parents, readers of newspaper-style comic strips, and longtime Baby Blues fans who want a recent collection that reflects the series' steady focus on domestic life. The book offers practical value in a lighter sense. It does not provide advice, but it does normalize the confusion, fatigue, and self-doubt that come with raising children. Its intellectual value is in the way it captures the rhythms of family behavior with economy and consistency, showing how small moments can reveal larger truths about responsibility and adaptation. Compared with similar comic collections, it stands out because it is part of a long-established strip that has maintained coherence without becoming stale. Instead of relying on a single premise or escalating absurdity, it keeps returning to the everyday pressures of the McPherson household and finds new humor in familiar patterns. That makes the book less about surprise and more about recognition, which is exactly what gives the series its lasting appeal. If you would like to support Rick Kirkman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.